AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
0141-951-1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard on another big night of Scottish Premiership action. Celtic are looking to go 18 points clear at the top when they head to Dundee. Philippe Clement is hoping for a United fan base against Aberdeen tomorrow, with Rangers also linked for Lyle Cameron. The transfer window is starting to tick along. Aberdeen are doing business. Calvin Ramsey's signed for Kilmarnock. What is around the corner? I'm Gordon Duncan, and joining me tonight you have Simon Donnelly and Gordon DL.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this week's football. It all starts tonight. It was an exciting weekend, Gordon. You've got Celtic up at Dundee. They'll be hoping to play probably better than what Rangers did last week. Dundee looking for a result. They're starting to drop down the league a little bit. Their form's went. And then you're looking at a terrific game tomorrow, I think, at Ibrox. Rangers against Aberdeen. Aberdeen are desperate for a result. Can they get one at Ibrox tomorrow night? Rangers hope not. And it'll be interesting to see if that gap's 18 by the time Rangers take the field.
Yeah, a couple of games starting at Dens Park tonight. I watched Dundee against Rangers last week and I thought Dundee did well. So I think Celtic will have a difficult game tonight, although they went up to Dingwall at the weekend and handled the conditions and their opponents really well. And yeah, big game at Ibrox tomorrow night. I think the last time those two met, Aberdeen were ahead of them in the league. It's an incredible turnaround, so Rangers will be looking to kick on and get another home victory.
Same number as always, 0141 951 1025. So what are you thinking tonight? Are you on your way up to Dundee? It would be nice to hear from you if you're on the drive up, if you're planning on staying put around here and watching the game. Celtic fans, what are you expecting? Nicholas Kuhn back fit, Daizen Maeda should be there or thereabouts. Would you risk him? Would you keep him in cold storage with the Champions League just round the corner? What are all your thoughts on that game tonight? It's sort of hard to make a case for anything other than a Celtic win in the games that they play these days. So I don't know how you would sum up your feelings about things on the pitch this evening. Celtic fans, if you want to go wider picture, maybe January transfers, what you want to see coming in, this ongoing speculation surrounding Kyogo, that sort of stuff, it is the same number. You could roll it all into one call, 0141 951 1025. Rangers fans, we've been hearing from Philippe Clement today. He's kind of calling on the fans to get together, be united against Aberdeen tomorrow. So how will that play out? Because last night we had a bit of debate about whether it was right to walk out, whether it was right to stay, whether it was right to boo those that walked out. What happens now then? I mean, is that it? Is that all that stuff completely over? Is there a line drawn under it? Does it carry on? What are your thoughts on it a day further down the line? And then transfer, more than just speculation, I think. It looks like Rangers are trying to make moves towards either a pre-contract or do something earlier for Dundee's Lyle Cameron. Rangers fans, is that a player that's caught your eye? Patrick Stewart says only one or maybe two in the January window. Is that one that you would like to see happen, or are your priorities elsewhere? Rangers linked with Lyle Cameron. Let us know your thoughts there. And every team really involved in transfer speculation, that's the beauty of it. You can all get your wish list, you can all tell us what you want. So pick up that phone please, on 0141 951 1025. We've even got a big night in the Championship as well, so if you'd rather talk about the second tier, we are here for you. Let's do the lot. Gordon, it is an incredible period this. Tonight Rangers will play tonight Celtic will play their fifth game in January. It's the 14th, in case anyone hadn't noticed. Tomorrow night Rangers will do the same. It's wall to wall, all the while against the backdrop of a transfer window being open.
Yeah, it's a heavy schedule for the players, but that's why teams like Celtic and Rangers will get such a big squad, Gordon, and a big squad full of international footballers. So I think other teams are in the same boat. So I'm not going to sit here and feel sorry for the top two. They know what's... They play a lot of games because they're successful. They're in Europe. They're in cup finals. They get to the latter stages of cups as well. So if you're playing a lot of games, you're being successful. It's a big toll sometimes, especially around about the Christmas period, coming out into the January. Usually there's a winter break to give them a bit of a rest, but that's not happening this year, so they just have to go on with it. You're looking at Celtic tonight, going to Dundee. I'd be very surprised. I know that Dundee played well against Rangers. I know that at home sometimes they're a hard team to break down. But there's 33 points of difference between the two teams. Celtic got there. Look, you've seen them at Dingwall. They got pulled back at half time. They looked at the first half, played very well under tricky conditions. But then they've just found that other gear and they come away 4-1. I expect it to be a tough game, but I expect Celtic to win this tonight.
Yeah, likewise, I would expect Celtic to go up there and get the 3 points. I don't think it'll be an easy one. I think, as I touched on a couple of minutes ago, I think Dundee did really well against Rangers with a young team and posed a lot of problems. But as Daz says, I watched the game at Dingwall at the weekend. You know, in difficult circumstances, conditions, surface wasn't ideal. I thought Celtic popped the ball really well. Obviously, the two late goals that make it look a wee bit easier than it was, but it was another competent display from Celtic. They seemed to find that way, with Kyogo playing off the side, a wee bit different shape. They just seemed to find a way to win.
Right, come on then. It's your chance to have your say on the phone, so don't really care too much about what Simon Donnelly and Gordon Dale have to say. I'd rather hear from you. So 01419511025. The game tonight, Celtic fans, how do you see it going? It's hard to imagine you going into any game not fully confident of a win at the moment. Is that the reality of it? Give us all your thoughts maybe on who should play and who shouldn't. There's games obviously in the Cup at the weekend, then the Champions League. How do you want to manage the squad, as the phrase goes, between now and then? Transfers, Kyogo, Luis Palma looked like he was going out, now looked like he's not, that sort of stuff. Get your calls in, please, Celtic fans. Rangers fans, what does tomorrow feel like then? Philippe Clement is hoping the fan base can be sort of united and pulling in the one direction after the divide at the weekend. Can you see that happening? What are the main issues with regards atmosphere and protests and all that sort of stuff? And then on the transfer front, quite an interesting one, linked heavily with Lyle Cameron of Dundee. Is that a thumbs up or a thumbs down from you Rangers fans? Is that the type of player you want to see in? If it is going to be just one or two in the window, as Patrick Stewart says, is he the man for you, Lyle Cameron? Would you rather prioritise a different position? Whatever you're thinking tonight, do share your thoughts with us right now if you can. Get them in nice and early on 0141 951 1025. Let's go to Dens Park and get a flavour of what's going on there with Andrew McLean.
Yeah, another away tie for Celtic, and this one I think the players will be a bit more pleased about when it comes to the surroundings. It's now 9 degrees here, and rather than the -9 it was in Dingwall on Saturday, and for all the talk last season and the fines that Dundee got as well over their pitch, it's a really nice surface here at Dens Park this season, which is a world away from what it was on Ross County at the weekend. Brendan Rodgers delighted though with how his players managed to handle that, the fact they managed to keep on playing good football and kept on pushing, and the main thing is coming away with all 3 points. So that's the task again tonight, once again with the opportunity to open up an 18 point gap on Rangers before they play against Aberdeen tomorrow night. You'd think it would look a more traditional Brendan Rodgers lineup tonight as well. Nicholas Kuhn is back available for this game. Daizen Maeda has a good chance of making it too, so it's unlikely Kyogo and Adamida will start together like they did at the weekend. Also a first Dens Park return for Luke McCowan as well. He worked well in midfield with Lyle Cameron in their time at Dundee together. It'll be a late call whether he's involved tonight because he has been injured, but you mentioned it, there is that news that's sort of stepped up today, hasn't it? Rangers in pursuit of a potential pre-contract deal for him. But they performed really well against Rangers in their last outing here last week. They're in that sort of awkward position in the table where they'll be both looking in front of them and over their shoulder as well, just 3 points off the top six, but only 2 points ahead of Hearts, who are in 11th place. I'll bring you the full team news from Dens Park when I get it.
Come on then, as we said, Celtic fans, how are you feeling about that game? I know it might be coming a bit routine. You must just get into all these games really confident and not really that concerned about who plays because they all seem to be doing a job, but nevertheless, let's get stuck into the discussion anyway. You could go 18 points clear tonight if you want to go wider topics about transfers and Kyogo and player. Odin Thiago Holm went on loan, didn't he? Yep. It looks like well, Luis Palma, we thought he was going to go, now maybe not. What is the players' outlook like versus the players in? And as we said, Rangers fans, you know the drill. Walkouts, booing, fan protests, Lyle Cameron, Aberdeen tomorrow, Philippe Clement generally, because he's been speaking today. Always interesting to hear what he has to say. Says he's a winner. He's never considered walking away from the club. Always been a winner. Wants the fans to all stick together. So there is lots going on. Do give us a call. Is there any, what level of jeopardy surrounds a game like this tonight for Celtic? Is there any? I mean, there always should be a bit.
Listen, Celtic are expected to go and win every game, but you have said it in the show before, you have to get out, you have to turn up, you have to apply yourself in the right ways. The game at the weekend could have been a banana skin because of all the stuff we're talking about, the surface, going up there. Ross County have proved to be difficult. You know, Celtic have scored late goals up there of late. The team had to be changed a little bit. You look at Kuhn and Maeda being out, they bring a lot in terms of goals and assists this season. They're the two top goal scorers for Celtic. So with them out, how's it going to work? It worked really well because Kyogo pops up with two fine finishes. So yeah, you expect them to go up there, but again, they have to go in and do what they've did more often than not this season, go out there and show the application to get the 3 points.
Because the thing about Dingwall, Gordon, is the pitch was really, really bumpy. I mean, extremely bumpy. And yet Celtic still played their normal style and did it pretty well, won the game 4-1. As we heard from Andrew, it was not too long ago, there was all this talk about Dundee's pitch. Now it's a bowling green, so even that side of it is taken out of the equation tonight.
I think they'll enjoy the conditions tonight better than they did at Dingwall. But let's go back to Dingwall and say that the first goal was absolutely brilliant. You know, it was a great move in any pitch.
Two real striker goals for Kyogo, two finishes.
Yeah, his movement in the box is brilliant. He doesn't get enough credit for that. If you put quality in there, his time and the runs are usually very, very good, and he gets a reward at the end of it. But I expect him tonight in a good surface at Dens, that if they turn up tonight, they'll win the game.
Well, big game tonight. We've got transfer window, ongoing situation at Rangers, so much happening. Let's get fired into the phone lines. Ian is first through tonight. How's it going, Ian?
Hi there.
How's it going? You alright?
And good for 25 to you all.
Yep, you too, Ian. Thank you.
Okay. Now, what's all the drama about with my fellow supporters? We're going to be second until some money drops out of the sky. We need 50 million out of the sky or whatever, some benefactor. But until then, we'll be second. You're not going to say that Aberdeen's got... Everybody wants to be Aberdeen, and the next in line would be Dundee United at the moment. They're not going to end up more than Rangers. There's no drama. Give the guy until...
It is if you don't think second's good enough, though, Ian.
Yeah, it's not good enough, but until we get... They've been prudent. Celtic have been prudent with their money and shrewd, and they've got to where they are. Well done to them, to the people that were looking after the money. But that's really it. They'll be buying the lead until we get some money from somewhere.
See, the thing is, Gordon, Ian might be right. Mm. And that's where football is just a really difficult business, because there's so much emotion involved. You know, like, Ian might be absolutely bang on, but how do Rangers actually overtake Celtic, given the position that the two clubs are in? That doesn't mean that all of those fans that are really annoyed at the way things are and want to strive for better or strive for change at the moment are wrong.
No, they're not, and I totally understand, because I think that Rangers, like, you don't want to finish second, but Ian makes a good point there. Doesn't matter who you bring in just now, you're not going to overtake Celtic, right? You look at Rangers' position and they're going to finish second. They're still in the Scottish Cup, Fraserburgh, which you would think they'd progress from that quite easily. Their Europe campaign is very, very good, Gordon. They were unlucky, or, you know, the penalty kicks with Celtic could have went either way. They beat Celtic, which gave Rangers a lot of heart, because they knew that obviously the manager was under pressure to win that fixture. I've always said it, I've never been his biggest fan, right? But I don't think change for a manager right now, and I know there'll be a lot of Rangers fans out there disagree, I totally take that on board. I don't think change right now is going to make any difference. I think what the Rangers board will do is they'll go with this manager to the end of the season and then they'll assess it then.
See the problem with basing it on still being second though? Because if at the core of Ian's point, and you're agreeing, is that look at the budget, look at financial power and whatever, you know, Rangers aren't going to catch Celtic. By that same logic, Rangers could be a truly, truly dreadful version of themselves and still finish second. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No offence to the rest, but that's just the way the food chain works. So, but do you not need to strive to at least be second? Yeah, then?
I think they need to close the gap. The gap can't be sitting at 15, 18, 20 plus mm-hmm. points at the end of the season. And that comes down again from, I mean, they've shown recently that they can compete for 90 minutes against Celtic. They did really well in the game in the second. But then they go and fall at Easter Road. They fall in the next game at Dens. All of a sudden, the points is up at 15 again. Rangers fans won't accept that. That's why you see that at the weekend. The gap, I know, I agree with Gordon in terms of you kind of just keep changing and changing and changing. But the nature of Glasgow and the rest of Scotland, if you're second, it's not good enough, and it's the distance. If that gap gets bigger,
yeah, but that team's not good enough to be first, right?
No.
Now what I will say,
but they will get second.
But what I will say, and I think that it's important that you realise that I'm not saying that a new manager comes in the summer. I know Celtic will have more money and still have more money than Rangers, right? But if you get a new manager in that gets the right signings, gets the right style of play, gets the right players in the positions, then you can go and certainly challenge Celtic. There's no doubt about that. It's not just, oh, Celtic will win the league every year because they've got the most money. You've seen down in England, Leicester, for instance, went and won the league and didn't have the budget.
But that's what I'm saying, though. Right. Ian thinks that basically it is all pointless until multi-million pound benefactor comes
in. I think it's pointless until they get to the end of the season, address where they are, because as I say, they're still in the Scottish Cup and their Europe campaign's quite good.
See, between now and the end of the season, though, what if the gap get bigger?
Would it surprise you? Because I don't think this squad is good enough, right? And I'm not a fan of the manager, but what I'm saying is, what good right now getting in and pulling the trigger on the manager, bringing a new manager in that's going to have to work with that squad to the end of the season anyway? Right,
I agree with that. I agree with that just now. But for that to stay the same, Rangers need to win the games. They need to win the games. They can't afford.
Look, this is your only manager for a long time.
You see the reaction at Dens last week.
Yes,
you see
he's your only manager for a long time at Rangers. He's on a game to game basis. Mm. Right, he played Celtic and they were excellent against Celtic, and people started turning towards him. Right. The Sunday,
you'd have to say the final as well.
The Sunday final. Was at Hibs. He went to Hibs 3-3. All of a sudden, negative. And then he goes to Dens, negative again. St Johnston, they should have been 5-6 in the first half against St Johnston. Second half, fans started being negative again against him. He's in a game to game. He gets beat tomorrow night. I'll guarantee you Thursday, we will be inundated with phone calls to get him out.
Yeah.
So Ian, at the core of this then, you think all that stuff at the weekend, protests and so on, like unnecessary, you don't agree with that?
Well, I agree with what the guys here, you all were saying there about the gap shouldn't be so big. But maybe some of the lethargy with the players know that I'll take tonight off, I'm not really going to try that much. Because I know at the end of the season, we'll still be second. And we're not going to do anything until we get money. So that's the sum and substance of the whole matter.
Then they're there. I don't think that would be the case. But if they are, they're not the right players to have around then.
No, if that's the attitude, then you should.
And by the way, there's maybe a wider point here of just how weird the Scottish football landscape is, where you do have a competition between two at the top and then it's the rest. But being second should be of absolutely no comfort whatsoever. It can't be that the only, you know, it's only a disaster if you're third. You can do whatever you like, you know, as long as you stay in the top two. Because how could you not stay in the top two with the budget?
Listen,
advantage?
Rangers been second to Celtic. It's a real sore one for the supporters because listen, we've both played with the clubs. You know what the clubs are all about. It's all about winning. It's all about being first. But right now, Rangers in a situation that They're going to be second. There's nothing they can do about it just now, right? It's as simple and straightforward as that. Changing their manager ain't going to walk into this building and all of a sudden say, right, they might, as Simon said, you might get a tune out of them like Clement did when he walked in at first, and you close the gap a wee bit. But you look at Celtic in January, they're going to add to their squad. They're going to be stronger. I don't see the reason to get rid of Clement just now. I think everything will be done in the summer.
Okay, thank you, Ian. 0141 951 1025. We've got that ongoing situation. Give us your thoughts. We've got a big game tonight for you Celtic fans. Get all your pre-match considerations into us right now, and we will speak to you next.
Clyde One Super Scoreboards. Watch as well as listen. Check out our YouTube stream now.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Taking your calls on Scottish football. 0141 951 1025. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Gordon DL and Simon Donnelly are here on 0141 951 1025. We're building up to kick off at Dens. It is an 8 o'clock, so we've got plenty of time. We'll get the team news in the not too distant future. Celtic fans, what you wanting to see tonight? What are you expecting to see tonight? Thoughts on the transfer window, ins or outs as well? Give us all your comments over to Gordon DL and Simon Donnelly. Billy's a Rangers fan first. How are you, Billy?
How you doing, lads?
What are you thinking tonight?
Yeah, I think the manager should actually be well gone by then. I mean, you're 15 points over as behind Celtic. You get rid of Van Bronckhorst. Couple of points behind Celtic at the end of the season. Go to the UEFA Cup final, touch the Scottish Cup, get picked for the League Cup, and we get rid of a manager for less. So I don't know what he's got to have the Rangers board. Is it didn't have money? You can't get rid of him. Because to me, he should be well out the door.
I always think that phrase has been not troubling me. It's probably a bit over the top, Gordon, but I get this notion of can't afford to sack because Rangers don't have loads of money. It would cost money to sack Philippe Clement, but I wonder if it can be as simple as that. I think I can't remember if we spoke about this in the show at the weekend. If Rangers lost the next 5 games, 10 games, they would sack him.
They need to find money.
So that this notion that they cannot, under any circumstances, afford to sack him just would be untrue then, presumably. Mm-hmm. But he's still just weighing that up. Or actually, do they just believe that he can turn things around?
I think a little bit of both there, Gordon. I think they're hoping that he can turn things around, not in the league. The only thing he can do in the league is hopefully for him is to close the gap, as Simon said, a little bit and make it respectable. He's got the Scottish Cup. Now, you've seen what happened in the League Cup. He's now got Europe. His form in Europe's been good. I agree with Billy. I've never been a fan of him, but I just don't see the common sense of coming in now in January and saying all of a sudden, right, get him out. One, who are you going to get in? Who's going to come in and take that job right now? Rangers are talking about transfers in January. There's only got to be one, maybe two. They have to get players out the door. They've got a big squad. They pay good wages. There'll be people in decent money there. They have to unload a little bit, like they did in the summer with the high earners, Lundstrom and guys like Goldston and people like that. Once again, Rangers are at a stage, for me, it's a rebuilding job in the summer. But the board have got to take a bit of responsibility. They've went down the lines of, they had Beale. Now, when Beale came in, everybody from Rangers told us, best coach in the world. The style of football was terrible. Absolutely terrible. You know, so they've had Beale, they've had Clement, they've Van Bronckhorst, they've sacked him as well. So they've had a lot of managers, Gerrard, within the few years. So the board have got to take a bit of responsibility, and that's why the fans are so upset with the board, and rightly so. I totally agree with them. But I just don't see the sense.
Are they that upset then, or what did you make of the way that was expressed or not expressed by some at the weekend?
But I can see both ways to that. I'm you know, the let's call it the Union Bears walked out obviously in 55 minutes to make a statement. There was no singing at the game, it was quiet, silent, they weren't happy. Then you've got the argument of guys that have been at Ibrox for so long that say, look, we'll never turn our back in the team, we'll never do the great saying, we don't do walking away, we're loyal to the club and whatever. We're not happy, but we're not going to turn our back and walk out. So there's a bit of both, there's a mixture there. It's certainly something that needs fixed, but I just totally understand Rangers fans saying Clement is not the guy to take us forward. I totally agree with that, but I don't think it makes any sense right now than pulling the trigger. I think they've got to wait till summer.
What did you make then of that reaction, Billy? Because obviously, you know, some fans walked out, others stayed and others booed. I think Philippe Clement said that he sort of, and I'm paraphrasing a bit, but took encouragement from the fact that so many people stayed and backed the team, if that makes sense. Does that mean he does actually still have a lot of support there, or how do you interpret that?
I don't think he's got support. I wouldn't walk at a Rangers game either. It doesn't matter how bad they're playing. I mean, might go 5 minutes early, you may catch a bus or a train or something too, but I wouldn't walk out, because it's not about turning your team. The manager's not doing his job. So why would you want to give him a transfer budget in January if you're going to get rid of him in May? Because he can't be there. He's 15 points against Celtic. He wrote the League Cup. They're plodding away in Europe, they're no bad. But Van Brock has done more than what he done. He took us to a final, Scottish Cup, League Cup, how many, couple of points against the Celtic. We were a wee bit top heavy the last league, the last time Van Brock was there, because he had too many games to play and he'd done the best he could. We probably maybe had a chance to win that league when we didn't go to the UEFA Cup final. But it's a once in a lifetime chance and we still sacked him for nothing. I mean, so why would you want to keep a guy on that he can't put a team together? Because his football's terrible. His football is rotten.
A couple of ways of looking at this, Gordon, though. Sometimes there's a bit of revisionism goes on, because I do remember people said similar things, maybe not as far down the line, but that Giovanni Van Bronckhorst's team wasn't particularly equipped for domestic football either. It was dull and it was pedestrian. But Billy's right, you know, in Europe, took them to a European final. I do wonder though if that, is it not inevitable that the more times you do this, eventually you are just going to break from the mould and give a manager more time? Take like say Hibs member Jack Ross.
Yeah.
And then after that, everybody said, ah, so you got rid of him too quickly. That doesn't mean you then keep firing managers as quickly. Eventually, some guy, rightly or wrongly, is going to benefit from the fact that you've got rid of the rest so quickly, because they're bound to stop doing it at some point, whatever club that is.
Look, it's a gap. The perfect example in our league is Hibs. David Gray was sitting bottom of the league and fans were leaving in their droves at half time. He's in the top six now, right? Now, forget that. That's Hibs. Rangers are a different kettle of fish.
But that's kind of what I mean then. Let's say, did Hibs only do that because they've been so knee-jerk before that they're not going to keep being that knee-jerk forever?
Yeah. I think there's an element of that with Rangers just now. I think Billy's got a really good argument comparing it to the likes of Van Bronckhorst and what Van Bronckhorst's kind of relative success got into a European final. I think there's a good argument there. But I do agree with you, Gordon. I think they're now a point where, as Daz said, they just keep consistently changing the manager every year or every year and a half. I think that's why they haven't this time. But it's like everything else. Results dictate. He has to start winning games. He was close in the final. They performed well against Celtic at the start of the year, and then they fall and they drop points again.
So it's just away, basically. Away from
him. Unless that turns round, I don't see him being there much longer. Unless that turns round and the Rangers fans see something in their game. Now, they've brought a wee bit more, I think, in recent times to the midfield attacking. I think they look a threat going forward. They've obviously got defenders out. But unless that gap gets closed, and if it gets bigger, then I think he's under huge pressure.
Yeah, I agree with that. He's under huge pressure now because I think the majority of the Rangers fans want him out. And I take that on board because up until about, you know, the Celtic game, Tottenham, for instance, I thought they played very well against Tottenham. Celtic, they were excellent. Everybody enjoyed that if you're a Rangers fan. But up until then, I used to call them a bore fest. I couldn't watch them. They were absolutely terrible. And I congratulate to every Rangers fan that went along there at Ibrox every second week and sat and watched that.
Yep.
But they brought in a couple of flair players that had you come back in, a man looks like a decent player.
Yeah,
Cherney, for instance, is a decent player coming in, his left foot adding to goals. So all of a sudden it started getting a little bit better. But it's the away form that's absolutely killing them. And I don't think he helps himself as a Rangers manager with his press conferences. And I think that's well documented, Gordon. Rangers fans sit there and they want somebody to come out, be a strong leader, tell them exactly what's happening, tell them it's... I think Clement tries to pull the wool over our eyes and the Rangers fans don't like that at all.
What do you think about tomorrow then, Billy? There's nothing to suggest that the result will go against Rangers because their home record's very good. Aberdeen are winless in 11. That sort of atmosphere thing and who's backing who and who's blaming who, and how do you think that'll play out tomorrow?
Well, I think Rangers probably made more like Millwall than they were. They'll no kill the game. They'll struggle by it if we went 2-0 up. You can't think that Rangers team would go and kill the game, make it 4. Because every time they're ahead, they seem to drop goals at the back. And it doesn't matter beating Celtic and playing good against Celtic. You still get the same 3 points when you play against Murrayville and St Mirren. We beat Celtic, we could have been in one next couple of games and put a bit of pressure on Celtic, be 6 points behind them. We did nothing. We fell apart. But we were too lightweight. And you're talking about sports scientists, Clement. Alan McCoy stuck a needle in his leg, the Dynamo Kiev game, or a wee operation, and we didn't kick the ball 48 hours later for Rangers. And he's trying to see guys kind of play 2 games of football a week, like 180 minutes.
Just a slightly related topic, but it just reminds me, talking about modern football and sports science and how they should be able to recover. Do you see that video Tottenham put up, a day in the life of Kulusevski?
No. I caught a little bit of it.
Oh, I'll show you at the break. My word.
Has he got a good day?
Just honestly, like, the amount of things modern football clubs have to make sure these players recover properly.
Yeah.
It is ridiculous.
Not weird, do you?
Oh no, listen, we get a cold bath and a sponge and that was
honestly.
Stick your foot in an ice box.
Comes in.
Exactly, hot and cold.
Comes
in a bucket.
You know, what breakfast you can imagine, eats some sort of potion, into the gym, does all sorts of stuff, lies in some sort of chamber for 50 minutes, just with his headphones in, comes out of that, goes into the pool, into the sauna, the ice pool.
That's all before training.
I think this was just the recovery day.
Right, okay.
Back up for more lunch. Honestly, I'll show
There's
you.
There's only one thing missing from that for me.
Please don't tell us what it is. I'd much rather you didn't. Let's hear a bit from Philippe Clement on the topic that Billy mentions there. He expects supporters to stick behind the team in tomorrow's game against Aberdeen.
I hope the support like it was against St Johnstone from a lot of people, and that we continue rebuilding that again to get this energy back. And you've seen also that a lot of fans were behind the team also. There's more to it, but that's not what I need to talk about. I'm here for the sportive side, so I know my part of that story is to get better results.
It'll be an interesting night again, Gordon. I don't think there's a planned protest or anything, just... Maybe the atmosphere, because it's Aberdeen and there is that kind of rivalry there, does it make it a bit easier? Was it always bound, you know, in many ways was Sunday the perfect game for it? Because Rangers were always going to win, no disrespect, you know, freezing cold, St Johnstone, just a bit, you know what I mean, a bit more low key.
Yeah, I think it'll be a bit more fiery tomorrow night, Gordon. I've got to say one thing about Sunday with the Rangers supporters, they did turn out in good numbers. You know, I thought there would have been far less there. As you say, things aren't going well, you know, the supporters are not happy with the club. It was a freezing cold day, Sunday, but they turned out in their numbers and they support the club. And I think the manager's quite right to highlight that because it's important. But once again, he's talking there about rebuilding and all that. We're into January. You know, he's been backed with the board. He has to. Not rebuilding, he should be saying it's producing, because that's what the Rangers fans want to hear. We're going to start producing performances and good results. Look, they were comfortable in the first half against St Johnstone, but the second half it dropped off again. And games like that happen, of course they do, because they're 3-0 up, the game's put to bed, St Johnstone get a goal, they'd be disappointed with that. But I think it should be a decent night tomorrow night and a good game.
Well, if you've got thoughts that agree or disagree, now is the perfect time to share them. And we are going to get team news. We're going to go back live to Dens for the visit of Celtic, get team news and really ramp up the build-up to that game after I tell you about this.
Every day is payday.
Yes, your chance to win the biggest payday of your life, and we guarantee to pay out that cash, and you could also be the daily winner of £2,025 as well. So to enter, make sure you text YES to 61025. That's the first thing. If you do that, you get two entries for the price of one text entry. The texts are £2.50 plus your standard network rate. You can enter at Clyde1.com for £2.50 or call 0330 880 4523, and the calls are charged at a standard rate. It's over 18s only, and the rules for this Rio Network competition are online. So the lines close at 3pm on Friday for your chance to win £225,000. But if you enter before 3pm tomorrow, you'll then be in the draw for the extra payday worth £2,025. So just answer the phone if we call. It's that simple. Money straight into your bank account as well. And remember, the sooner you enter, the more chances you have to win, because this month every day is payday. So text YES to 61025.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Watch as well as listen. Head to at Clyde SSB on X now. 0141 951 1025. This is Scottish football's league leader, Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Gordon DL is here, so is Simon Donnelly, and we've got a few things, a few plates that we're spinning. Which plate do you want involved with? Because we are about to get team news from Dense Park. So Celtic fans, just, you know, the drill on a big night, how you think the game will go, how you hope it goes, what players you'd like to see, who deserves a chance, who's been catching the eye, good or bad. Suppose there's an extra level of intrigue at the moment because of the transfer window. So any players you'd like to see come in, any players that are subject of a bit of speculation. We all become body language experts. Have you seen this stuff about Kyogo?
Kyogo celebrations.
Did he quite celebrate the way he usually does, and all that sort of stuff at the weekend? So we can do that full shooting match. And then tomorrow's just interesting in a number of ways, Rangers fans, isn't it? Championship games tonight as well. All sorts happening. So let's go to Dens right now and get the Celtic team with Andrew McLean.
Yeah, well, Nicholas Kuhn and Lewis Palmer back in the squad, but it doesn't mean a change of shape for Celtic because they only make the bench. So it will be the same front three that started against Ross County on Saturday. There are three changes to the team. Vai, Hitati and Engels all drop to the bench. In come Taylor, Bernardo and McCowan. So Kasper Schmeichel in goal for Celtic tonight. The back four, Alistair Johnson, Cameron Carter-Vickers, Austin Trusty and Greg Taylor. Callum McGregor, Paolo Bernardo and former Dundee man Luke McCowan in midfield. It'll be Adam Ida with Kyogo and Yang for support up top. The substitutes, Sinisalo, Scales, Palma, Kuhn, Vai, Kenny, Engels, Hitati and Ralston.
Your thoughts, Simon?
Interesting. He's obviously decided to change the midfield. A little bit more energy in there again, just freshening it up. Interesting that the front three have stayed the same. Obviously, with McCoon coming back, maybe he just doesn't want to risk him for the start. Listen, they go up to Ross County and get four goals. You can't really complain. Kyogo pops up with a couple from working, probably not stuck out in that right hand side, probably in round about Ida. Certainly was for the goals. So it's interesting. He's freshened up the midfield. He's obviously got the players in there that he can easily shuffle it about. Engels and Hitati come out, and McCown and Bernardo come in. Bernardo hasn't played for a little while, so he should be fresh.
Do you think the success of the weekend, Gordon, has made Brendan Rodgers a bit more relaxed about not having to rush back Kuhn or Maeda?
100%.
Know, like, in another circumstance, you maybe go to Dingwall, work, you know, they're really lacking some width, and you know, you feel like you maybe have to put one of them back in, but more.
I thought the two of them looked good together. I know that you look, especially second half. Kyogo likes to drop in a little bit deeper. I think his timing of his runs into the box are a lot better as well.
Yeah.
The interesting one, and it's another big night for him. We keep talking about him is Yang. He's now going to have no excuses because he's starting to get a little run of games. So he has to produce. I thought first half against Ross County is the most positive I've seen him, Gordon. You know, I watched him in the midweek game, the freezing cold one. What was that?
Dundee United.
And every time he got the ball, he came back the way and passed it inside. He took the easy way out, the easy option. I thought at Ross County he was direct. He started getting at full backs. I think there's something in him. I know Hugh completely disagrees with me. I think there's something in him. I think he's got good pace. He's got good control. He just needs one of these good games to give
him. He's a goal.
Boost that confidence, because he can go by people, he can drop the shoulder, he can cause problems. Obviously, Brendan Rodgers thinks that, because they could have easily left him out tonight.
Yeah.
But I think that's a very strong Celtic team.
I think he needs a goal, Yang. I've watched him the last few games. I agree with you, maybe not as positive with Dundee United, but other games he's very busy and he's in there and he's trying to make things happen. He's competing in an area of the pitch where the two guys that we mentioned earlier on, Maeda and Kuhn, have been exceptional.
But that's where it's important that he has to be more positive, because if he does what he done against Dundee United, he's never got to challenge these guys. He's got to be something different that the manager thinks, right, okay.
I agree with you.
You've got to put a challenge
in. I think, as you say, the fact that he's in again, the manager sees something in him as well. He sees something in training, he's seen something in the games. I think he wins the penalty at the weekend. I think he just looks like a guy that needs a goal.
I like the fact that I like Kyogo and Anida playing together.
Yeah,
I think they complement each other. I think that gives Dundee a different headache, because when teams usually set up against Celtic, they know that they're going to play against a front three of two wide guys and a centre forward. Kyogo doesn't play there in that wide area. He doesn't hug the touchline. And what it does is, and we witnessed it at the weekend, the big threat for Dundee will be Alistair Johnson.
Yeah, space for him.
Down that right hand side. He plays like a right winger when Kyogo plays. Yep. And you've seen the benefit of the ball in the box for Kyogo.
John's a Celtic fan. What are you thinking tonight, John? What made you call?
Oh, no, I was just wanting to talk to you. Well, I was trying to get the point on last week about young Johnny Kenny. I mean, I've seen him, I've watched him a couple of games in the Conference League and that, and I just hope Gordon and you two are strikers, but obviously the league's won, you know what I mean? But I'd like to see this boy getting a wee run out. He's the top goal scorer in the Conference League too, so he's a good player, you know what I mean? I'd like to see the boy get a run out. I just want to know what you think, if he will, Brendan, think, give him a couple of run outs towards the end of the season.
But I think he's going to be round about it for the next little spell. I think Brendan said that himself. And then it'll be a decision to be made whether the lad's content to be there and fight for his place, or they feel he might have to go back out on loan. I'm excited to see him. I haven't seen a lot of him. He came on at the weekend, a great chance at the weekend, but just with the surface couldn't get it away with any power on it. And I think the manager was happy with his contribution. Yeah, listen, he's a striker. In recent times, it's always been Kyogo or Ida. I'm excited to see what the young guy can bring to the table.
I mean, Brendan Rodgers saying yesterday going to continue to monitor him, be around it.
Yeah.
You know, is he going to stay, or does he need more game time on loan? I think when Brendan Rodgers said this in the summer, Gordon, ideally that is, I think, what he wanted. Kyogo, Adam Ida, and then a younger option, an academy option, because let's be honest, it's going to be so tough to... You can't really recruit a third choice striker, can you?
No.
If your agent calls you up, you need to be in a really specific place in your career to want to come to Celtic and be the third choice striker.
Mm-hmm.
People are talking about, you know, does Adam Ida even get enough run of games, never mind somebody below him? So is that something you can still see working out?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. And plus the fact you're talking about third striker, if he does get into problems with the striking department, Maeda can certainly go through and play there, Gordon. Yeah. So it's good news for the young lad. I agree with Simon. I've not seen a lot of him. I thought he looked sharp when he came on.
He did.
Little bit unlucky. The ball got caught under his feet.
I think it was a surface eye.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a couple of occasions.
Yeah,
like that.
I totally agree with that. But I think just for him to be out on loan, come back, and all of a sudden he's in and around this Celtic first team now. He's on the bench. He's going to get a little bit of game time. Brendan Rodgers working with him. I think it's exciting times ahead for him. I really do. And if he can come on and contribute with a goal, then all of a sudden you just see, as you're talking about Yang, the confidence lifting, and then he goes on to make a bit of a name for himself.
John, straightforward enough tonight, or is this a fixture that, you know, makes you a little bit nervous? Could it go awry, or are Celtic just in too good a place?
I think we're too good a place, but indeed, I like Tony Dawk. He's a good manager. They're a good wee team, obviously. Good result against Rangers last week, and we had a lot of players out injured, but I still think we've got enough in the reserve to beat them. But they're a good wee team, indeed, but I still think we'll win with a couple of goals. But Gordon, it's Gordon Duncan for a change. I want to put a point to you.
Jeez,
you're the media man. What seems to be happening with Rangers, where about the coin thrown incident? Nothing seems to be being done about this.
I've no idea, I must admit. I mean, media man or not, I guess that becomes some sort of police matter. I genuinely don't know what stage that's at. I don't know, and I'd be lying. I could just open my mouth and let my belly rumble. I suppose Gordon DL, if I don't think you would know any more than me, you would imagine
my belly's rumbling and you're speaking.
Security staff, police pouring over CCTV, imagine, as they're meant to do.
Imagine,
I must admit, John, I don't know. That is a good question, though, I have to say. Still no Dundee team, which surprises me. We'll maybe get that then after the news. Yeah, let's just do that. Let's play this since it's after 5 to 7. Let's do it.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Right, come on then. It is Beat the Pundit time. It's your chance to take on Simon Donnelly or Gordon DL. Did you hear about him last night?
No.
Your old pal. Roger Hanna.
Oh, I was listening.
Were you not out listening to us with your headphones on last night?
No, I was in my kitchen. I was cooking. Yeah, he got beat, didn't he?
Roger got beat.
He's on -2 though.
I know, that's a bit, that's still a bit hard.
But he still usually wins on -2. But he did, he lost last night to someone that knew his daughter. And they were texting his daughter and saying sort of, ha ha, that's grim, isn't it?
Rub it in, I have to say.
What were you
Roger, I'm in your house.
What were you cooking?
I was daydreaming there. What was I cooking? Beef stir fry. And you were sitting on the counter and I was,
I think you got a bit of ability in the kitchen.
Yeah, I like that.
Anyway, distracted there by the thought of food. Simon Donnelly cooking us dinner. If you want to play Beat the Pundit, you have until 7 o'clock. So 0141 951 1025. Call us right now. Always good fun. Let's see if we can get you a signed ball and some bragging rights. Your chance to beat the pundit is next.
Clyde One Super Scoreboards. Watch as well as listen. Check out the Clyde One Facebook page now. Number one for football in Glasgow and the West. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Big night in the Scottish Premiership, as they always are. The games are just relentless. What will this be? Celtic's 5th in January. Rangers will play their 5th in January. They both do, don't they?
Yeah, this month.
That is madness, isn't it? I know there's a lot said about that stuff. And then people say, they should be able to play every 2 days.
It's a lot of games, but it's
9 months. Nine games in January.
Yeah, that is a lot. But listen, for fans, I think it must be great. There's a game every 2 or 3 days to look forward to.
You're having to pay to go to away games as well.
That's a good point.
Anyway, right, so keep going with your build up to Dundee Celtic tonight. We're going to get the Dundee team very soon. Incidentally, Lyle Cameron, is he in the Dundee team? He's been linked with a move to Rangers. Rangers fans, would you go for that? Give us all your thoughts there. And anything else that's tickling your fancy from the transfer window, pick up that phone, please, and we'll play this first.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Beat the Pundit time. Scott is on the line. How are you, Scott?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. Is this a debut?
This is a debut, mate, yeah.
Good, I like it.
Oh, Scott, a debut.
You're not going to like this, Gordon DL, but top of my sheet here says that Gordon has the chance to get closer to Jim, Simon and Brian Graham.
Closer to me?
Who are all tied just above you.
How am I above you?
No, that's
Simon's good.
No,
and listen, I right last week
I've went in a run of 13 undefeated. 13 undefeated.
But you've lost 5 this season.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
What does that mean? I've got 13 wins.
Right, and 5.
How many wins has he got?
9, 13,
many losses?
3.
There you go.
What do you mean, there you go?
Well, I'm better than him.
So his translates into 75% win rate. Yours is 72.
Yeah. I think it should be points only.
No.
You've got more games.
Exactly.
More games to play.
Hold on a minute. You look at Premier League, they don't go in percentages.
But you're,
they go in points.
Yes, they all play the same amount of games in a season. You're on here twice a week, he's on here once a week. It's the only fair way to do it.
Yeah. To be fair, yeah, I'm delighted.
Exactly.
I'm on twice and he's only on once.
Scott, who would you rather face if you had the choice? You don't, by the way, but if you did.
Probably Simon, because he's not very good, but I'd like to beat Gordon.
Oh, come on, Scott.
Well, what does that say for him? Because you're above him.
Exactly, the percentage. Yeah.
By the way, Scott, that's the most sensible thing you've said since you've come on here. Probably be your last one. But
heads, it will be Simon, and tails, it will be Gordon DL. It is heads. It's Simon.
Come on, Scott.
You lost last week.
I know, I need to listen to the questions this week.
Did you lose last week?
I remember the Scottish coon.
Scottish coon.
For Scottish, that's right.
Listen to the questions and help you. Listen to the tap.
Right, let's give Simon something else to listen to. Most likely some greatest hits radio, unless they've changed it in the last couple of weeks. Scott, it is pretty straightforward. I'm sure you've heard. 30 seconds. Answer as many as you can and pass if you do not know the answer. Who's that tapping their mic? Gonna seriously not do that. It's you. You're banging something.
I'm not.
Right, well, now that you've sat still, it stopped, so that's okay. Funny. Right, Scott, you've got 30 seconds. Just answer as many as you can. All right, pass if you want.
Yep.
Right, your good. Time starts now. What was score the last time Celtic played Dundee?
3-1.
How many spells did James McFadden have at Motherwell?
Two.
Who did Robbie Keane join Celtic from on loan during the January window?
Liverpool.
New Kilmarnock signing Calvin Ramsey started his career at which club?
Aberdeen.
Name any Scottish Premiership team that has a food nickname.
Hot.
Okay, let's bring him back. Simon Donnelly, can you hear us?
Hey mate,
what's your verdict? Do you think they're tough?
Oh, for few, quite yeah.
Tough, aren't they?
I was struggling.
Tough start, was it?
Yeah.
What was that tune there?
Because love grows.
Who's the artist?
My rosemary goes in.
Who's the artist?
Pass, I'll leave that to you two. I mean, I'm familiar, even with Gordon DL's. I've said this for a long time. I want to do Gordon DL's misheard lyrics. You ever heard him try to sing a song?
I'm not very good either.
No, but he
just, does he make things up?
Oh, make things
love
up.
Love goes where rosary goes. No, rosemary.
Yeah. Right, yeah. You ready?
Right, go.
Let's just go. Pass
quite same long. Set of questions, and your time starts now. What was the score the last time Celtic faced Dundee?
4-0.
How many spells did James McFadden have at Motherwell?
3.
Who did Robbie Keane join Celtic from on loan during the January window?
Quite close.
New Kilmarnock signing Calvin Ramsey started his career at which club?
Aberdeen.
Name any Scottish Premiership team that has a food nickname.
Pass.
Who was sacked as Dunfermline manager last month? Absolutely not.
No.
You can't tell him the answer.
I'm trying to help him. He's having a nightmare.
I know that.
Have you never heard of the Kelly Pie?
Hold on a minute. For all the time.
But you don't call them.
What do you mean?
You call them the Kelly Pies.
What?
The food named after a Premier League team.
Well, that wasn't the question.
The nickname. I said you've not listened to the question.
Name any Scottish Premiership team that has a food nickname.
The Kelly Pies.
What's the Kelly Pie got to do it?
They're famous.
What do you mean?
Well, that's a food.
What's happening here?
Is it not?
No, but they're not known as the Kelly Pies.
I'll read it one more time. Name any Scottish Premiership team that has a food nickname.
Yeah.
All right, nickname.
You mean you were laughing at me because I couldn't get it. I've had a nightmare.
Scott, you still explain that Kelly Pies thing to me. I'm totally lost.
I just thought food
pies.
Come on up.
Come on.
Hold on a minute. I don't know any team in the Premier League.
That makes no sense. We'll get back to it.
What's your team?
We'll find out in a minute.
Hold on. Dundee, Dance.
Right, anyway, what was the score the last time Celtic played Dundee? 2-0. None of you got it. I'd never get that. See, questions like that.
No.
Just
you could ask me 20 years ago, maybe.
He probably done the game.
I probably did. 2-0.
2-0. None of you got it. How many spells did James McFadden have at Motherwell? It is 3. Simon Donnelly goes 1-0 in front.
Yes.
What a guess that was, wasn't it?
I think that's more than the one I got right.
Who did Robbie Keane join Celtic from on loan during the January window? Disappointed in you here. I know he played for loads, but Spurs.
Was it Spurs?
None of you got it, so it's still 1-0 to Simon. New Kilmarnock signing Calvin Ramsey started his career at
Aberdeen.
Well done. But Scott got it.
Oh, did he?
So right. What's he won behind you?
2-1.
2-1 yep, to 2-1. Simon Donnelly. Right, Kilmarnock distraction aside, name any Scottish Premiership team that has a food nickname.
Oh, the Jam Tarts.
The Jam Tarts.
Ah.
The Tangerines.
Oh.
The Cabbage.
Yes.
Here's the Cabbage.
They're all coming now. Did Scott get any of them?
Scott got Jam Tarts.
Oh.
Equaliser. Straight. To a tiebreaker.
You went Kelly Pie.
Hibs or Hibs.
Or the Cabbage.
The Cabbage, yep.
Seriously?
Aye.
Well, Kelly Pies is good, isn't it?
I'm going to stop saying that. It makes sense to nobody apart from you.
Like a food. They've got the best pies in the league.
Does that translate to nickname?
Irrelevant.
Because everybody goes down and goes, oh, let's go for a Kelly Pie. There you go.
Irrelevant.
Genuinely not a clue what's going on here. Right, so what we do here, Scott, we're going to the tiebreaker.
Yes, tiebreaker.
Is that how it finished? Yeah. This is like the FA Cup, you know, should they do away with replays? Should they do away with extra time?
Oh, I've not been in one of these.
Imagine going a tiebreaker with Scott.
With Scott.
Anyway, I'll read the question, Scott. I'll get Simon to write his answer down and then I'll invite you to give me your attempt, okay?
I think I should get the ball because Gordon's trying to help him.
I know you're right. I didn't like that, but I'm glad I managed to catch it in time. Of all the times you've done this show, what possessed you to try and whisper the last answer to him?
Because I thought he was under pressure and I wanted me win.
I wouldn't have got it.
Right.
I wouldn't have produced
Scott,
that.
Scott, don't answer until I tell you because I don't want him stealing your thoughts. So the question is this: how many League Cup final appearances have Celtic and Rangers made combined?
Oh,
how many League Cup final appearances have Celtic and Rangers made combined? Well, Simon, if you could write it down first and then Scott, you give me yours. So Simon, go on, show me your number, please.
Hurry up
quickly. Oh, okay, what are you going for, Scott?
Are you kidding on?
That, Scott, no. Quickly. No. Scott, what's your answer?
Oh, he's googling.
Hurry up. Scott!
27.
What number? 27? Oh, I can't hear a word he's
47.
Saying. 47. 47, right. Sorry, Scott, don't issue.
It's
my fault. Right, I got him now. I've got him now. He says 47. I can tell you,
it's got to be higher.
Celtic have made 37.
47.
And Rangers have made 38. It's 75. Simon said 80. He was only 5 away. Hard line, Scott. You deserve more than that tonight.
Scott.
Oh, I just hang up on him because it's not his fault. The signal's gone, but he did say 47. We heard it. Well, thanks, Scott, for his time. Did you scoff at his 80?
I did. Scoffed.
Did you think a lot higher?
No, I thought 70.
He scoffed.
He was only 5 out, Simon Donnelly. Well
done.
That
was good, mate.
It's another win.
I would have went a lot.
I'm impressed with that. My head is genuinely gone from the Kelly Pie thing. Even like makes no sense.
But then suddenly when you mentioned jam they all come in.
But the question you really want the answer to: the Edison Lighthouse, Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes. That's what you're listening to.
Brilliant. Good song.
You happy with that?
I've got that on my gym list.
What's it called? Edison what?
You listen to that in the gym?
I've got that on my gym list, yeah.
You're not supposed to listen to like upbeat music that really makes you want to work out.
Oh no, I listen to
I think we've discussed this before,
the
3
Degrees, When Will I See You Again and all that. I love that.
Oh, that's been the theme tune of your life.
Exactly, yeah. There'll be a few answers to that.
Your sponsor.
Oh, I like my gym list good.
Doesn't sound it, I have to say.
Nah, it gives you that wee sort of a motivation, as they call it. It's obviously working for me. Look at the shape of me.
do you know the thing is, like, genuinely, I know that a lot of you will listen to this and probably think, Gordon Daly, he puts this stuff on, it'll be a bit of an act, nobody behaves the way he does at the age of 62. But genuinely, took my headphones off during one of the breaks and I was just doing my own thing. I was trying to focus on something, look something up, and I heard Gordon Daly genuinely say to Simon Donnelly, said, "You want to feel my abs?" Honestly, like, who genuinely goes about that?
I didn't take him up on it though.
Standing up, feel my abs.
I didn't take him up on the invite. Not yet.
Solid, mate. Solid.
Unbelievable. Let's go back to Dens Park for a couple of reasons. To get the Dundee team, which is interesting in itself because they're playing Celtic tonight, but also it might link us nicely to Lyle Cameron. He's been linked with a move to Dundee. What do you make of that, Rangers fans? What do you make of that, Rangers fans? First of all, is he playing tonight, Andrew McLean? Give us the team.
He has been injured. He is back in the squad for this one. He missed the game against Rangers, but he only makes the bench tonight. Just one change for Tony Docherty coming into this one. Scott Tiffany drops out. Finlay Robertson comes in. So a bit more of a conservative lineup from his team tonight. Trevor Carson continues in goal. The back three, Clark Robertson, Ryan Astley and Aaron Donnelly. It'll then be Finlay Robertson, Cesar Garza, Mohamed Silla, Josh Mulligan and Ethan Ingram across the middle. Although soon Odd Adewemi and Simon Murray will be the front two. The substitutes: McCracken, Sharp, Tiffany, Main, Cameron, Samuels, Palmer, Holden, Graham and Vetro. I'll run you through that Celtic team again as well. Vai, Hitati and Engels dropping out. Taylor, Bernardo and McCowan in. Kasper Schmeichel in goal for them. Alistair Johnson, Cameron Carter Vickers, Austin Trusty and Greg Taylor are the back line. Paolo Bernardo, Callum McGregor and Luke McCowan across the middle. Adamida, Kyogo and Yang are the front three. Sinisalo, Scales, Palma, Kuhn, Vai, Kenny, Engels, Hitati and Ralston are the substitutes. The referee for this one at Dens Park is Don Robertson and the VAR is Andrew Dallas.
There we go. Lyle Cameron, Rangers fans, is that one you should go for? He's been linked with a move. He's out of contract at the end of the season. What areas would you like to prioritise? Give us all your thoughts on that issue if you can. Specifically on tonight's game though, I mean, he plays. That's, I was going to say it's a boost for Dundee. Obviously they want their best players involved, but it in many ways underlines how well they did against Rangers. They had injuries. You know, we had all this focus about players that Rangers were missing. Rangers beat Dundee, got results, sorry, against Rangers without guys like him.
Yeah, but the minute he's fit, he's back in the side. He's a big player for him this season. I like the look of the lad. He's at a good age. He's 22. He's been out and loaned to a couple of clubs. I think Peterhead, Montrose, if I'm correct in saying that. Look, he's important for them. So the minute he's fit, he's back in the side. And Cameron in there makes Dundee stronger. But I don't think it'll make
He's on the bench, isn't he?
I don't think even if he was playing, it would make any difference, because I think Celtic, that midfield, that's probably their strongest department of their game. But he is certainly one for the future. And I'm not surprised that clubs are now starting to look at him. You look at the way that McCown has developed into Celtic with his move, and it could be the same with Cameron soon.
Let's cut straight to the chase on that with Craig then, who's a Rangers fan. What have you made of that development today, Craig? It's been bubbling away. It's picked up a bit more traction today that Rangers are in the market potentially for Lyle Cameron.
I think it'll be a great move. Certainly if Kieran Dowell moves on, it's a definite upgrade in my opinion. I don't know what you guys think.
Where does he is this about? You know, explain your thinking a bit more before I get the guys. Is this because, you know, kind of young Scottish talent as well? Does that help? Are there other midfielders that you would see him take the place of? You know, how do you see him fitting in?
I think he's young Scottish talent, and I think Rangers, personally, we need more Scottish players at the club. We've only got a few there than now. And he's done great the last two or three seasons in Dundee, in my opinion anyway.
Gordon, you've been impressed with him?
Yeah, I think he can score goals. I said that he was only 22. I think he's at a good age. He's still a lot of development in his game. And I think if he goes to a bigger club with better players, that brings it out in you. You look at, as I said, McCown was excellent at Dundee. He's went to Celtic and I think he's upped his game again. And I don't think it's just the fact of going to Celtic. I think it's who he plays with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's playing tonight. He's playing with Callum McGregor and Bernardo. And then when he gets the ball and he looks up, he's got Kyogo Ida in front of him. So all of a sudden, you're playing with better players. Makes you a better player as well, especially if you can handle that situation. And I think that McCown's handled the move to Celtic, because it is a big, big move to a big, big club. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think Cameron's in the same bracket.
It is a very good sort of blueprint for it, isn't it? You know, I think Dundee fans,
McCown's a he's older for
he's
sure.
Older,
he's got more experience
and a different
and
journey.
I think a different journey, and I think that's helped, you know, getting into this Celtic setup. I think he's taking it in his stride. Listen, the wee guy Cameron, I think he's Dundee's best player now that Luke McCown's moved on. So it'd be a bitter blow for Dundee if they were to lose him just now. But certainly the young lad's starting out in his career and he's doing really well, and he's obviously attracting attention for Rangers. He's a player I like. Whenever I watch Dundee, I think he's got a real goal threat as well. So as Daz says, you know, it's the ambition will be there to go and play for bigger clubs and surround himself with better players. So I wouldn't be surprised if he moved on, but as I say, it'd be a bitter blow mid-season for them to lose Cameron on the back of McCown at the start.
Yeah, always difficult these when it's pre-contracts and you just try and get something done sort of now rather than hold off. Craig, do you see him as being someone that comes right into the Rangers team and improves them straight away, or is this more of a kind of longer term one? Hi Craig, can you hear us? I'm thinking not. We'll try and get Craig back lined up.
Craig's away, got a pie, he's in Kilmarnock.
I can't remember if Craig raised this point or not, Gordon. But I think where the Rangers fans look at the squad just now, and this guy always he always is at the brunt of it, and I feel bad for him in a sense. It's not his fault, but take someone like Kieran Dowell.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know for sure what Kieran Dowell's salary is, but I'd imagine it's fairly sizable, and I'd imagine Lyle Cameron's would be even half of that, maybe even, you know, more severe. And would Lyle Cameron impact the team more than someone like Kieran Dowell does?
Yeah, I think he would, and I think it makes sense financially as well. Yeah, I think you're right. Dowell's probably come up here and get a decent salary. Cameron will not be in, you know, great money at Dundee. So I think financially it would make sense. I don't know if he's the kind of lad that could come into the team just now and all of a sudden turn it round and all of, and get his game every week in, week out. I think it's one for the future for me. I think he would play part of this the rest of the season for Rangers. You look at Barron. Barron came at first,
yep,
and we were inundated with calls about this guy's the most important player in the Rangers side. He's the best player in the Rangers side. And to be fair to him, at that time he probably was. There weren't an argument about that. Now he struggles to get a starting lineup. So
I think the lad Cameron brings a wee bit more goal threat. He's a different type, isn't he?
Yeah, but
saying that, Luke McCown's done all right goals as well, hasn't he?
Yeah, but
Luke McCown's went into
so you're talking about Barron.
Barron's a decent player, but he's obviously fell down the pecking order just now. Diamandi and Raskin are sitting in there. I think that Cameron coming into Rangers would be one for the future for me. I think he would play a part for the rest of the season. There'd be certain games that obviously he would play, but I don't think he would be that, you know, important that he'd be in there week in, week out. I think he'd find himself, you know, coming on to different games and different situations that the manager thought he was ready for.
Patrick Stewart, as part of his briefing at the weekend, let's not forget it was meant to be a transfer briefing first of all, but then the Philippe Clement issue got tagged on in light of the further dropped points. He said one, maybe two in the window. Is that just, would you expect Lyle Cameron to be one of them? Could you see it being, you know, further down the line? Or
look, if they're going to go down the road of bringing in players and developing them, nothing better than a young Scottish player at the right age, 22. If they do it the right way, develop him, he certainly get the ability that in years to come they could move him on for a good profit. I'm not surprised that there's only one or two. I think because of the situation with the manager, it'd be foolish to throw everything at him. Mm-hmm. And secondly, I think the biggest problem with Rangers is they have to get players out.
Because see, on that there was a quote I think from Patrick Stewart at the weekend which would seem to fit the scenario perfectly, but it could be something else. He said there's a scenario where the January window can work to accelerate the signing of a player that we were planning anyway. That sounds exactly like this, does it not?
Mm. Yeah, listen,
but then,
I think,
like I said, it could be something different.
Yeah, look, I think I would say he's one of the better players in the league as well. He's probably Dundee's best player. And in recent times, I think people have kind of look down their nose at that kind of move, you know, from within the Premiership. But they work, you know. As I said, Celtic took Luke McCown at the start of the season. He's been really good, so I think this lad, you know, deserves a chance. If he keeps performing the way he is, he will move on to a bigger club.
Okay, Craig, thank you. 01419511025. It's a great time to call. You got thoughts on Lyle Cameron to Rangers potentially? Get them in now. We'll continue the build up to the game this evening as well.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Watch as well as listen. Head to @ClydeSSB on X now. Tackle the headlines. 01419511025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Gordon Dalziel is here, Simon Donnelly alongside him. If you want to get involved, you've still loads of time to do so. We're building up to kickoff at Dens. Remember, it is an 8 o'clock kickoff there as well. But we're talking transfers, we're talking Lyle Cameron, we're talking whatever you fancy, really. I mean, within reason. So do pick up the phone and let us know what you are thinking. Let me give you a full-time teaser. Okay, quite like it. I think you'll squish it. Two absolute football experts like you are. Grant has sent this one in. Thank you to Grant. He says, can you name 8 men who've managed in the Scottish Cup final since 2014? Having also played in the Scottish Cup final in their career. So can you name 8 men who've managed in the Scottish Cup final since 2014, having also played in the Scottish Cup final their career? Derek McInnes. Yes. Managed Aberdeen in 2017, played for Rangers in 1999.
Alan Stubbs.
Hibs 2016, Celtic 99.
Mowbray.
No.
Okay.
Neil Lennon.
Yes. Okay, leave it there, because that's 3 already and you've only got 8 to get. So I think you're making good progress. Neil Lennon, numerous times, but obviously Celtic on both accounts. So Neil Lennon, Alan Stubbs and Derek McInnes, you've said so far. You can play along at home, by all means. 8 men managed in the Scottish Cup final since 2014 and have also played in it in their career. So get your thoughts in. And the most important bit of this is, remember, it's you that comes up with the questions. That is the beauty of the full-time teaser. So the email address you need on that is fulltime@clyde1.com. And do you know what, how often, whatever, you maybe bump into someone or whatever. Like yesterday in the gym, a guy said, "Oh, see, what was the, I couldn't get the, what was the last two on Dundee, players who'd moved from Dundee to Rangers. Is that last time you were in?"
Yeah.
And he was going through them all, and I said, "Oh, the one you missed was Adamczyk."
Yeah, we got that.
And the guy said to me, he reckoned that someone must have texted you that, because he just didn't think you would be able to dig
it. Was that Saturday?
No, it must have been last Thursday.
I heard that.
Billy Dodds' one, by the way, put him
for
in
what?
The cup final.
No, I told you I wasn't taking any more answers just now.
I got it.
No, you did not.
2025 is the year that you will learn to take simple instruction on this show.
As Billy does one.
Do you know someone actually phoned?
Kelly Pye.
Seriously, someone phoned in just there, and I thought, oh great, let's see what point they're going to make. We'll get them on the show. And it was just to say that they think you should be kicked out of the studio whilst Beat the Pundit's on. They think you're just too distracting.
I think that's a bit a rude phone call.
Just too much.
I hope they phone back with an apology.
Of an inconvenience.
Is Billy Dodds one?
I'm not telling you. Okay. I told you the full time teaser has been parked. Billy Dodds
is one.
And cup football, the link I make there is it's him that scores when Kanchelskis stands on the ball against your team. That's all anybody needs to know.
That was brilliant. Even I applauded that.
I was playing sixes with Billy this morning.
Oh, yeah. How were you?
I was terrible. First game of the season.
First since the Masters,
mate.
So not really the first of the
fitness,
season then.
Poor fitness. First of the year.
Come with me.
Feel his abs.
You can look like this.
You can have abs like this.
I am genuinely worried about you, because like for a year, this everybody that listens to the show knows you're a sort of a one-off, a loose cannon, a free spirit, whatever. You do strange things, you think strange things, and on and on you go. But someone, is this genuinely true? Someone told me that as part of your new year, new you, you've been doing a lot of walking at night.
Yeah, I love walking.
They said that you went out a walk last night and you saw a bus
coming
by. So you jumped on the bus to Hamilton from Motherwell, then got a bus back to Motherwell,
to the same spot,
and then just carried on your walk. Got like a shuttle to Hamilton and back without getting off the bus.
Yeah. I thought I was walking up Motherwell Cross at the town hall, and I seen.
But what's the thinking there? I seen the
41 to Hamilton bus station, and I thought, do you know what? I'm going for that. So I gets on the bus and I just sat with the rest of the people over, and then I got the bus back to town.
The good thing
hall.
Is, Simon,
the same bus.
Well, now we'll know if this is a lie, because some bus expert out there will tell us that's the wrong number,
or somebody spotted them maybe.
Well, I'll tell you what, look it up. Hamilton 41 bus station, boom, bus pass.
I was going to say,
got off at the station
and then get the bus,
waited,
got
another one.
I got bus back, and then same, they actually dropped you off right across for the library.
Jay, the producer, who's from Motherwell, says it's not the 41. You've got it wrong. He's a bus goer.
Take him in here and I'll sort him out in 2 minutes. It's a 41.
Well, anyway, it's still weird. Whatever number it was, I was going to say we need to get you some new hobbies, but I thought you had enough hobbies, quite frankly. But it's the weather. We need to get the
bus
golf.
Hopping, it's called. Bus hopping.
Sounds brilliant. Andy's on the line. How's it going, Andy?
I'm fine, Gordon. How are you?
Good, thanks. What made you call tonight?
Listen, it's something you said earlier on in the programme. You said that Celtic are unlikely to go and sign a third striker.
I just think it's tough, isn't it, for them? I mean,
just my opinion, right? I think Adam Eder, it's a very, very important night for Adam Eder this evening. I'll tell you why. I think he could become the third choice striker at Celtic. I know Gordon said earlier on that he'd done well with Kyogo at the weekend. I don't actually think he contributed that much. I don't think he has done for a number of months now. Fair enough, he might just need a goal or whatever. However, he isn't performing too well, in my opinion. And I believe if Johnny Kenny gets on the night, the last 25 minutes, and contributes where Ida doesn't, when Celtic go back to the system that they're in, they're obviously going to go back to the 4-3-3, Kenny might be ahead of Adam Ida.
Have you got a bit of an issue with a guy that costs £9 million as third choice striker, Andy?
Not at all, Gordon. No. I was speaking to a couple of pals about this a couple of weeks ago, and see, we're in the Champions League, and that's where we want to be tested. Every single club you play against will have a £9 million striker. And again, it's only the value what you paid. I think when we were looking at the £6 million, it was fine. I think we got ourselves tied into a deal, and maybe we're determined to get somebody rather than taking a step back and thinking, well, now £9 million, what else can we get for that? Listen, I don't even judge the guy on his price tag, but I do believe that he's not performed well enough. And however, I would also say that if Celtic want to buy a striker, it should be a first-choice striker they're buying, mm-hmm. somebody better than Kyogo. But anyway, at the moment, I think, just my personal opinion, is that Kenny looked quite sharp. I was actually watching his goals for Shamrock Rovers there. He's actually a decent finisher, and I think he's also top scorer in the Conference League, which is a decent enough level. So I think Adam Ida needs to have a big performance tonight. And by the way, I think Brendan Rodgers will have let him know that.
Even if I was to meet Andy in the middle somewhere, then I get the point. You know, maybe it was just £9 million because Celtic really kind of wanted him, and it bumped it up a little bit. Maybe we shouldn't judge him on his transfer fee. It's not his fault. You need to pay what you need to pay, and all that sort of stuff. But Adam Ida is one of the most expensive players Celtic have ever bought in their entire history. Could he really? I'm not saying he can't become third choice striker, but at what point would that become a recruitment failure or a recruitment mistake? If you're the people that count the money at Celtic and they do it so well and so efficiently, you're going to then say to your football department, surely at some point, well, listen, that either doesn't look good, or the next time you want to buy a £9 million player, can you make sure he's a bit further up the pecking order?
Yeah, I don't think Ida, I'll let Simon, I don't think Ida is going to drop down to third striker, let me tell you that right now. I think there's a good future there for Kenny, but to say he's going to go ahead of Adam Ida, I'm not having that. Listen, everybody's...
Is he performing, though? Because Andy thinks he's not.
No, but I tell you what, I thought at the weekend, he linked up especially for the first goal. I thought it was an excellent touch. Look, he's like any other striker. He just needs to get back into the goals.
Yep.
It's as simple as that. I think he's a threat. I think he's got good ability. Brendan Rodgers wouldn't have went out and splashed £9 million on him, and the fact that he had him before, so he knows what he's capable of. For him, all of a sudden, young Kenny comes back from his loan spell, and Adam Ida drops down to third striker. Ain't going to happen.
No, I don't think so either. Although it's a challenge for young Kenny to come in and take his chance when he gets it. That's the challenge in front of any young player. He's come back to the club, as Andy says there. I've not seen the videos of him scoring goals for Shamrock, but you know, he looked sharp at the weekend when he came on. That is the challenge. But I think Adam Ida, I think it's 11 games, which I was surprised he's went without a goal.
Problem is, 11 games is only like 3 weeks here.
Well, right enough, right at the moment, the game's coming thick and fast. But he had a chance at 0-0, which I would have expected him to score. He probably would have himself. He brings something different. I think he's been used as a kind of focal point, coming and playing off him at certain times in recent times. When he's tidy with that, it works. But as Daz says, he needs a goal. He needs a goal just to get himself going again. I think I was listening to Brendan earlier today, and I think he said as much. Players are rhythm type players, and I think he needs a goal, much like Yang, just to kickstart it again for him.
What do you think, Andy?
I appreciate the guy's opinion, and obviously it's all about opinions, but I'll flip the coin there, Simon and Gordon. What message does it send to other players then if you're saying to Johnny Kenny, right, you're not ready just now, but what we're going to do is we're going to loan you out for 6 months and you're going to get the opportunity to prove you can come back here. That boy goes out and scores goals. And by the way, you could argue that the League of Ireland is comparable to some of the teams in the lower half of your league, right? But then he goes and he becomes top goal scorer in the European champ competition he's playing in. Now, what is it? So he comes back and he goes, they go, well, you're not playing because you've got an 11 million guy in front of you. The guy's not functioning as much as you should. Yeah. I believe
Andy Wilder.
By the way, Kenny's only played 20 minutes for Celtic, so he could come on the night and no contribute. However, what I'm saying is I think Adam Eder will have been told by the manager, listen, you need your finger out because this boy's bringing your neck. Because he's not going to start with two strikers, particularly coming up to the Young Boys game and the Aston Villa game. There's no chance Celtic will go with the formation they've got tonight and they played at the weekend. So it'll be back to Kyogo playing in the starting role. But generally, by the 70-minute mark, there'll somebody come on to change it up a wee bit. And if Adam Eder doesn't pull his finger out, it may not be him.
Well, that's the challenge, Andy. I never mentioned anything about the lad going back out on loan.
No.
I said the challenge for the young lad is to come in and fight his way into the team. By that, you know, coming on tonight, he might come on and score tonight. He certainly looked sharp at the weekend. But it's a chance he'll need to take. I didn't suggest that he go back out on loan.
Speaking of strikers, Andy, I've seen a lot of interesting takes on Kyogo and did he celebrate the way he usually does? And then there was this fake or mistaken story with the MLS and all that. What does his immediate and then longer term future look like? Andy, it's happened a few times tonight. You know, a caller on and then all of a sudden just disappearing. Don't know what's happening. Strange.
Weird.
We'll leave Andy be. Thank you to Andy. I'm sure he was there somewhere in the background. You can give us a call on 01419511025. If anyone wants to answer that question, they can do so. Grant's question for you on the teaser tonight was, can you name the eight men who've managed in the Scottish Cup final since 2014 and they've also played in it in their career? So you gave me Neil Lennon, Derek McInnes and Alan Stubbs. I'll take one more each.
Callum Davidson must be one.
No.
No. Okay, Barry Robson.
No.
I did.
Did you accept Billy Dodds? Yeah.
Billy Dodds is correct. Yes. I will now accept it. Yes.
Okay, fine. Oh, Alexander. Graham Alexander
hasn't played or managed in it.
Hold on. John Goodwin.
No, you're rubbish at this. We'll get the rest of the answers next.
Clyde One Super Scoreboards. Watch as well as listen. Check out our YouTube stream now. You are the voice of Scottish football. Call 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Final part of tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Still 15 minutes away from kickoff, though at Dens. We'll go back there and build up to Dundee against Celtic. Plenty of time to squeeze in calls on that game tonight, on transfers, or Lyle Cameron as an example being one of them, on Rangers' general situation at the moment. Still loads of time. Big night in the Championship as well, so we'll keep an eye on the early stages there. On tonight's full-time teaser, and just another quick reminder, we thank Grant for sending his question in. And if you want to do the same, the address that you need is fulltime@clyde1.com. Can you name eight men who've managed in the Scottish Cup final since 2014? They've also played in it during their career. So I think you've got Billy Dodds, Derek McInnes, Alan Stubbs and Neil Lennon before the break.
Mm-hmm. Jackie McNamara.
Jackie McNamara, yeah, Dundee United 2014. I mean, were you not his assistant in that final?
I was. I've tried to put it back of my mind.
Well done.
He scored in the cup final as well.
I'm glad I'm sitting next to you. Van Bronckhorst must be one.
What's the best fact about that final for us?
Wilson was on the bench.
But he played in all the rounds leading
up. Exactly.
He's brought it up before.
Played in the semi.
He got his end batting you, he took you to Breton.
Played the week before.
I'm saying nothing.
And then never played in the final.
Exactly.
What should take you?
He's never taken me. What about Van Bronckhorst?
Yes, well done. Rangers and Rangers. Okay, we'll leave it there because that's 1, 2, 3.
Did you say that one?
4.
Did I get mentioned
five,
there?
That's 6.
No. We've got two.
One more guess.
Go.
Naismith?
No.
No, I told you. I know the next one.
One more guess from you.
Stuart McCall?
No.
I did. Did they
know? We've got two.
Not since 2014.
John Hughes?
Nope. Okay, two to get. Leave it there. Leave it there. We'll see how you get on between now and they're both linked to the same club. I'll give you that for a wee clue.
Or Ross County. Falkirk.
He's going to shout every club
Ross
you can
County
think of.
Falkirk.
No, just
Hibs.
I'm not telling you basically right now, but they're both linked to the same club. A bigger club than
Ross County.
What you would have been. One of our biggest clubs here.
Must
That's
be
all
Aberdeen
I'm saying.
Dundee United.
Just leave it. You've got time. I don't know why you're so stressed about this. You've got plenty of time. Big night in the Championship. Livy Airdrie, Dunfermline Air. Both ongoing at the moment. Goalless in them both. Just a couple of minutes in there. Anything of note jumping out? It aired really like the, I was going to say they're like the Aberdeen of the Championship, only because they're on such a long
really
bad run.
I'm not bringing up Airdrie, but I've seen you guys slagging me off and
they didn't have the good start
prediction.
Oh yeah, what was your prediction again?
It was one of those ones that throw one out there, a wild one.
Mm-hmm.
Win the league.
Airdrie to win the league?
Yeah, certainly a wild one, let me tell you. I would have kept that quiet.
Holy, that they are 13 points adrift.
We're only halfway through it.
That's spectacular.
Big night for Ayr, you've got to say. If they could get a chance result to tonight, put a little bit of pressure on Falkirk. Be a good game. Dunfermline. Have they got a new manager in yet?
No, still not.
I'm very surprised with that.
Still not.
Especially when you're sitting second bottom.
Second bottom.
Well, you know, you need a lift, you need a spark.
The sort of Michael Tidzer thing that was, I mean, unless I somehow missed that in the last couple of days, but it seems to be, you know, that's what everyone was waiting on, wasn't it? Mm. And then his Kelty job and all that sort of stuff, but still, no, still John McLaughlin. Remember, he cancelled his holiday.
Yeah,
the last game Lanzarote.
Against
Partick. Yeah. So, yeah, the man who cancelled his holiday, he deserves results for that type of commitment, I have to say. Mm. So, we'll keep an eye on those. We're building up to kick off at Dens as well. Let's just actually go back there, Andrew, because and a real sort of popular name all round. Usually when a player leaves a team, fans just don't really like it and they'll sort of boo him. But you get the impression there'll be none of that for Luke McCown. Social media tells you Dundee fans still sort of love him, they miss him. And Brendan Rodgers has stuck him in the team tonight as he goes back there for the first time, because he had a bit of frantic departure, didn't he? He was like 5 to midnight or something on deadline day, so probably getting the chance to say some goodbyes up there.
Yeah, I think many people forget that he was, it looked as if he was heading to Hibs as well, didn't it, at that point? And then all of a sudden the move to Celtic came about, and you know, he's made his impact at Celtic. But Dundee fans, you mention it, sometimes when a player leaves and they go off onto other things, they do get a bit of stick, a bit of abuse from the supporters of their old club. But he's still very fondly thought of here by everyone at Dundee, by Tony Docherty as well, I'm sure, his teammates. But that will all go out the window, of course, for the next 90 minutes, because Dundee will be hoping that they can get the better of their old teammate tonight. But certainly a guy who'll be looking forward to playing against his old team and looking forward to showing off the development that he'll feel he's had in the last few, you know, weeks and months as a Celtic player. What a journey he's been on as well, from, you know, quite an unusual journey to make it to Celtic, probably at the age of 27. There was probably a point in his career where he never thought he'd get the chance to play for his boyhood team when he was, you know, at Ayr United in his early 20s, playing regularly in the Championship. It probably seemed a long way away, but it's just testament to him and his development and his hard work that he's managed to step up and become a key player for Dundee and now really slot into this Celtic side.
Yeah, I mean, Simon, if you look at the role, I think you would always know that it's not going to be easy to get into that midfield. But, you know, started 2 games in the bounce, then came out of the starting 11, but came on at the weekend and scored. So it's a proper level of involvement, isn't it? He's not going to feel like totally in the periphery. Look, maybe there's a next step where he sort of starts a Champions League game or starts a Rangers game or whatever, but he's still really involved.
Yeah, he's in and about it, and he's bringing a lot of positivity to the game when he's involved. He's coming off the bench and scoring goals. I thought the games that he started, he was doing well as well. He's a guy that looks to make things happen in the final third, always very positive, willing to take shots on. He's got a good bit of vision there, trying to slice back lines open. I like him. He's in a really testing, well, you could argue the whole squad, but the midfield is a strong area, Celtic. They've got 5 or 6 in there that Brendan rotates. I mean, there's Bernardo starting tonight. I don't think he's played a lot in the last few games, so it's a real test for him. But I think he can only do what he's doing just now, and that's been really positive impact wise when he gets his chance.
And speaking of personnel, Gordon, Greg Taylor's 200th appearance tonight, you know, he was obviously very much in the headlines this time last week based on what should be sung and what shouldn't and who was disrespected and whether Kieran Tierney was coming back or not. But that's some innings.
It certainly is, 200 games for Celtic. You've got to say, Greg Taylor sometimes is a whipping boy for the supporters. It's the easy way out. He's been a great servant to Celtic.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant servant to Celtic. He's played in all the big games. I think when Ange Postecoglou came in and started the inverted fullbacks, it really brought everything out in Greg Taylor for me. It'll be interesting to see if he's still a Celtic player at the end of the season. But I just think that Greg Taylor deserves all the plaudits in the world. I think he's been a real good signing.
Yeah, I mean, you don't get to 200 games for Celtic unless you're doing something correct under several managers. So he's been excellent, you know, and he's heavily involved in the role that he plays in the team. He's heavily involved a lot of the time, moving into that area of the pitch, you know, away from the orthodox left-back role. But as I say, can it be too bad if you get to 200 games for Celtic?
We're nearly there in terms of kick-off, and we're really nearly there in terms of the show. Obviously the 8 o'clock kick-off, a bit different from your usual 7.45. But let's check in on the teaser before we go. Can you name 8 men who've managed in the Scottish Cup final since 2014? They've also played in the final during their career. You've got Van Bronckhorst, Billy Dodds, Neil Lennon, Derek McInnes, Alan Stubbs and Jackie McNamara. 2 to get. I told you they were linked by the same club.
Jack Ross.
What is that club?
Jack Ross.
No, you've not got the club for me yet.
It must be Dundee United.
It's not.
Hearts.
Yes.
It's Hearts.
Easy.
Graham Alexander, right?
Why do you keep saying Graham Alexander?
Because I'm trying to work.
Gary Locke.
No.
I'm trying to
but
work.
Hearts have had a history of like guys like that who've played and managed. These are both very high profile.
John Robertson.
He's got his nipple pierced, apparently.
Craig Levein.
Craig Levein.
Oh my goodness.
Exactly.
How did they not get that?
What a clue that. I'd never ever thought that clue would be.
Yeah.
And another one. This guy was high profile Hearts player, high profile Hearts manager. Manager in the 2022 final. Played 06. So would that be the Gretna final? Simon's got it. He just can't get the name. I can see his wheels turning.
What did you look like?
There, that's a key.
Fullback.
Long hair.
Robbie Nielsen.
Robbie Nielsen.
Did I not say him?
No.
Alexander. I meant Robbie Nielsen.
I wondered why did you keep saying Graham Alexander.
Kelly Pye. Just get him in the
Kelly Pye. Anyway, we can catch a bus. Let us know how you got on Thursday when you return. Thank you, Simon Donnelly. Thank you. Big night tonight at Dens. We look back in it tomorrow. Rangers Aberdeen, what's not to like? Enjoy the rest of your evening.